Time for another morning of fun facts with the king of fun facts. Dr. Carl Krasniqi, the man with the IQ so high only your dog can hear it. The author of Dr. Carl's little book of climate change science, which is available everywhere, including ABC stores. He's on the phone now. Hello there.
Hello. Look, I have to tell you this every time. I'm not that smart. I'm in there with 2/3 of the population between IQ 85 and 115. However, I am extremely well educated because once upon a time, wait for it, the Australian government thought that education was a worthwhile investment in the future. So I've had 16 years of university education for free. I've got that off my chest. Hello, Dr. Luke.
Do you remember ringing me at 8:30 on Saturday morning to tell me about a lunar eclipse?
Mate, you're lucky I didn't ring you at 4 o'clock in the morning.
And I'm sitting there having a cup of tea with the Minister for War and Finance. And I said, look, it's Dr. Carl. And I said, hello, Dr. Carl, how are you? And you said, peachy keen. Did you know that there's a lunar eclipse tonight? Shall we talk about it? I said, I'm not on Saturday nights. And you said, oh, that's right. Goodbye. And off you went. Anyway, it was very funny. Good to talk to you this morning, though. I know that you are fascinated with the wages of the world's highest paid athletes. I don't know why you're fascinated with this, but you are.
Oh, yeah. Wait until I give you the highest income ever in history. So let's start off with the highest paid female athletes, female. And they start, of course, with Naomi Osaka in tennis.
Yes.
And the top 10 go from $51 million down to $10 million, mostly in tennis, but a little bit of athletics as well. With the males, the incomes are about three times higher, with Ronaldo in soccer, and then a bunch of people in soccer and boxing. They range from $136 million to $100 million.
It's okay, insane, so isn't it?
Yeah, okay, but. The Roman gladiators made huge amounts of money, but the highest paid athlete of all time was Gaius Apuleius Diocles, a Spaniard in Rome, who in the chariot races, out of 4,500 races, won 1,400. He survived at the top for 24 years without dying.
Wow.
And in today's money, the amount of money he earned was $15 billion, B for billion, US dollars.
And what did he do with it all?
Don't know.
How did he spend it?
I don't know how you spend money back then. Maybe you buy expensive glass from Egypt or something.
I remember George Best, the soccer player, who died a tragic alcoholic, was once asked, how did you spend all your money? And he said, well, I spent most of it on drugs, alcohol, and prostitutes, and the rest I just wasted.
Ah, good point.
It's a very good quote. What about Michael Jordan? Where does he fit in compared to this?
Oh, he's not in that list.
Not even close.
I'm sorry.
So, chariot drivers.
These are the ones, though, in 2022.
Yes.
I don't know what they were in the past.
Yeah. So, there you go. The highest paid athlete in the past doesn't even compare to what today. I mean, a billion.
15 billion.
15 billion.
So, that's 100 times more. Roughly. Wow.
It is incredible. Hey, got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people I hear smoke pot. I don't know. I don't know much about it. But people tell me when they smoke pot, they get hungry. They call it the munchies, apparently.
Mm.
Prescribed marijuana with CBD is often prescribed for people who are undergoing treatment for cancer, and when you are undergoing radiation or chemotherapy, apparently your appetite disappears, and so it's a good thing if this can bring back your appetite so you can keep getting vitamins and proteins into your system. But why does marijuana give you the munchies?
Well, firstly, you get the answer by asking the very big question. How come marijuana, which is made from vegetables, works on humans who are made from meat? And it turns out that we humans make our own natural marijuana.
Mm.
And so we have receptors on ourselves for our own natural cannabis chemicals. And so the cannabis chemicals in cannabis, by coincidence, happen to work. So our endocannabinoid system is incredibly important. It covers the growth of nerves and movement and motor coordination and memory and learning and motivation and inflammation response and immune response and addiction behavior and modulation of pain and anxiety and sleep and, yes, hunger. And it has three components, our endocannabinoid system. It has enzymes, which make and destroy our own natural endocannabinoids. It has the actual endocannabinoids themselves, of which we know of about 10 at the moment. And it also has the receptors where they work. And so when they land on the receptors, they make them work. And we've gone looking in other animals, and we find that way, way back, long before life even emerged from the ocean, there were creatures with endocannabinoid systems, a worm called Caenorhabditis elegans, and it had cannabis receptors, and suddenly it all makes sense. If an animal doesn't eat, it dies.
Yes.
And so evolution comes up with a plan to make animals eat. And the plan is to make eating pleasurable. So when you eat, you release, you stimulate your cannabis receptors. And so, of course, if you take cannabis itself, you stimulate the receptors, and they're saying, I'm liking pleasure, give me more pleasure, and then you get hungry. So it's an accident. The marijuana munchies are an accidental byproduct of what really drives our hunger. When we're hungry and we want to eat, the driving chemicals hidden deep inside us are cannabis chemicals.
So there you go. You learn something every day on the night shift. And Dr. Carl Krasniqi has just explained why people get the munchies when they smoke pot. I wouldn't know anything about it, but that's apparently what happens. You've just heard it. But one thing you can't explain, Dr. Carl, is this. Why is it when you smoke pot, do you feel the overwhelming urge to sit in the beanbag and listen to Pink Floyd? You can't explain.
That is an experiment I'm going to have to carry out.
And not just that, if you listen carefully, this is the vinyl version. Hear those wonderful crackles? You don't get that when you're straight.
Nah. Man, what a fantastic album.
I know. It is very good. I bet you're feeling hungry now, aren't you?
Almost. Thank you. Time
for a peanut butter sandwich and a pizza. Have a good day, Dr. Carl.
Thank you very much, Dr. Luke.